Blog Talk Radio.
Break it down, chant it down, book. Break it down, chant it down, book. Break it down, chant it down, book. Break it down, chant it down, look. Human life in a tight crunch, hypnotized 9-to-5 world. Yep, that's right, the paradigm sucks. Improvise, empathize, force. Break it down, check it out, look. Chant it down, check it out, look. Chant it down, make analysis. Chant it down, all the fallacies. Chant it down, you've been lied to. Chant it down, we see right.
Live from the Hawaiian Islands, it's Chant It Down Radio with your host Lumen, the people beyond.
Break it down, chant it down, book. Break it down, chant it down, book. Break it down, chant it down, book. Break it down, chant it down, book.
Welcome, fellow chant downers of Babylon. Welcome to Chant It Down Radio. Once again, back with another episode. This is episode number 24. I'm Loomis, I'm your host, and tonight covering another section of the series of shows I call the System Tentacles. The System Tentacles are a series of shows of different strands of the system that we need to detach, that we're wrapped up in. And this is System Tentacle number 6, which I'm going to be calling Operation Indoctrination. And it's about the schools and everything else. And we'll get into that in just a little bit. But welcome to Chant It Down Radio. If you're a first-time listener, welcome. And if you're a reoccurring listener, then welcome again. And I have been a bit busy myself and just getting back into the swing of things here. The holiday season is crazy. Even if you chant it down, it still is crazy. And I don't disrespect the holiday season. I think it's got some good qualities to it. And what I believe is good quality is family getting together. And family getting together for everyone is not always a good thing for some people. Some families don't get along. And I do understand that. But for those of us that have families that do get along and can get together, and it's great. My problem with the holidays is, why does it just have to be this one time a year we all get together, when we should always get together and share love, give, and not get stressed out? The stupid consumerism with the holiday system, that's what I chant down. But anyway, welcome to another episode, and just kind of been getting into this topic here, which I've been wanting to get into for a while. The System Tentacle series is a series of shows that has been ongoing, and I here and there chisel away at this whole series. And if you've been listening to the shows before and are interested in more, listen to all the archives. You know, there's a lot to listen to now with this being episode 24. There's a lot of different shows with different topics and different guests now, and great times here on the show. So it's starting to kind of build an archive. So if you haven't checked out the archives, very important, as especially I get into this System Tentacle series here. But the shows, if you want to listen to the archives, I mean, there are several ways. Google up Chant It Down Radio, and you'll find all the shows labeled at the very top of the description, usually in bold letters, tells us about what the show's about. And, you know, you can scroll down, read, and I recommend listening to others. And if you like, also, there's the iTunes podcast feed. You can get into that as well. I'll give that out a little bit later. Also, I should give out the call-in number. This is a really late show, and Hawaii's really late in the world. We're, you know, right next to almost the international dateline, so I don't expect too many calls this late at night, because it's late for me even doing this show. But whatever it may be, at the end of the show, maybe I'll take some calls if you want to hold on. It's 347-324-3342. 347-324-3342. I'd like to hear from you. You know, I also like to hear from you by email. I don't do all the social networking. Don't care about it. Don't really want to get involved with that, you know, if I can help that. So, you know, if you like to email, you can get in touch with me at stayrootsmusic@gmail.com. Roots just like out of a tree. And, you know, send me an email. I get a few occasionally, and I really appreciate it. Those that are, you know, my core listeners are always appreciative, and I give the love back, and try to keep out pushing out some more amazing shows. And of course, if you want to support the show or me as an artist, please, you know, I do sell a CD. I am a lyricist, and I've been doing music a long time, and if you'd like to support me, I have a CD for sale, Waking the Systemites, the group People Beyond, and just give me an email, and I'll get into the rest with you if you like. And a few announcements, or basically just one, should be if you're here in the Hawaiian Islands and you happen to be visiting on Oahu, I will be doing a couple presentations in the coming up next 2 weeks probably with the filmmaker Michael Murphy. Michael Murphy, famous filmmaker in the underground truth movement, you could say, that for the two movies, Why or What in the World Are They Spraying and Why in the World Are They Spraying. And those movies are a must-see for anybody to understand the whole, I guess you could say, epidemic, the whole reoccurring spraying of our skies. And it's a huge, huge issue, and I've spent about 3 or 4 episodes on this topic, and of course I label those as the real skyfall. So listen to those, and we'll probably have Michael on also again on the show, but yeah, if you're in the Hawaiian Islands, or if you're coming to visit I'll give out the dates when I get them, but it'll probably be the first week of January if it can all work out, and I'll be doing a couple screenings here on the islands of the movie, and just getting, you know, the awareness out there. It always helps. Do what we can, and that's something that will be happening in a little while. So yeah, if you listen to the past shows, great. Check out the past shows. See, what's important is now here in the System Tentacle series is that we System Tentacles are now kind of in an order of removing these layers, removing these tentacles, and one by one, as we do it, we see who we truly are beneath all of the influence that these tentacles have in our life. And so in the past 5 episodes of the System Tentacles, we've removed the media, and the media, what a controlling feeding tube that is to us. And then the foods, we went into the food and nourishment show, flesh that out, take out the bad foods, put in the good foods, and you could say a few sub-shows of that would be the excitotoxin show I did, and the alcohol genocide show. And those both kind of go hand in hand of things we need to remove out of our lives. And then the last system tentacle that I did was the wealth industry, and the wealth industry is of the health industry, the health system that we live in that is ridiculous and absolutely not what it's supposed to, what people think it's supposed to be. So I was looking at the listenership for this month, and it has gone down quite a bit, mainly probably because of the holidays, and I understand. But if there's one show that you should listen to before you listen to any more of the Sense of Tentacles, is the Wealth Industry show. Not too many listens on that show, and I think it's important just to have that understanding before moving on, because lots of people are sort of aware of these tentacles. So far, it's pretty basic. I'm probably not saying anything new to anybody that knows the scheme of things, the scoop of what's really going on planet Earth. But I do speak to all on this show, from the very awake to someone that's just coming into this consciousness and seeing the world in new eyes for the first time, or even if you haven't even seen it at all and want to, you know, learn. But with this series, it is now getting into the point where it's important to have listened to the previous shows of the System Tentacle series, because this is now System Tentacle number 6. And as we go up the ladder, I guess you could say, of prying off these system tentacles, it's going to, more people will have resistance when they, you know, pluck these off. And on the show here, we say, well, go pluck off and pluck you and all your friends. So pluck all this off. One by one, we're just going to pull these off. And this is, you know, a show here on schools. So it's different than, say, removing food that's not good for us out of our life, or taking away the influence that the media may be giving you, because this one is not necessarily one you can pluck. And some of these are not necessarily things that you can pluck, but some of it is just so we know it's there, kind of identifying the corruption, to understand what it is. Because most people don't see the system. They don't see it. They don't understand what it is. And if you can picture the system tentacles like a giant octopus, or in the Matrix movies, all those cords attached to, that's kind of the same concept, you know, just one by one taking them off. And so you got everybody's so wrapped up in these, and they don't see it. And the system itself would be the octopus. But these tentacles, different than octopus tentacles, are connected, interconnected. They feed and spill into each other. So you'll notice these shows, these system tentacles kind of spill into one into the other, and definitely are all very much related. So it's this network of wires that is attached to us, and we just slowly, you know, pull them off one by one. And it's the need to identify these tentacles more so than even pluck some of them, because school is one, well, you know, that a lot of people will, of course, have to do, and some, even myself, have considered going back to school, but it doesn't mean that I don't hate school, and I don't hate what it's all about. So, but it's just understanding. It's an understanding, and on this show, this is a paradigm shifting show. So, what I'm talking about, things that we need to identify the corruption. There's nothing stopping me. There's nothing that's gonna stop me from chanting it down. And one by one, we do chant it down, and no holds barred, I guess what I'm trying to say. But yes, when this show and the perspective I call the People Beyond perspective, we're not for the current establishment. So we're not here to preserve this current establishment and keep some of the things within it. We're here to totally paradigm shift, and it starts in the mind. So before we, get too far, we at least first have to go in the mind, and I'm doing my part to help bring that out. So that's a little rant there, but important to know now that in this series, going to start, moving things that more and more people will resist, and more people will get pissed off about. But hey, that's great. We all got to chant it down, that's for sure, and including myself. Sometimes I need to chant down certain things, and not all these things am I perfect at, and am I always chanting down. We can only do our best, but at least identifying that it's there, and that's the first step in the right direction. Okay, so Operation Indoctrination. We have a crazy world we live in here, and it's insane. And the people we have walking around are not people that are in their natural state. This is not humanity's natural state. After all, if you look at what's going on, you got people having 3% of their DNA activated. Half of their brain being used, mainly left brain society locked within, which comes definitely directly into this show, and 10% of the whole brain being used, We got, you know, humans walking around nutrient deprived, haven't eaten anything healthy in possibly years of their entire lives, removed from nature, not connected to the natural world. Lots of people pharmaceutical filled, and also electromagnetically controlled by all kinds of devices, including the whole chemtrail issue, which I was just explaining, you know, with the movies, and all kinds of different electronic devices. So all that influencing us. And, the important thing is we are starting out wrong to begin with, and that's how some of this happened. And understanding compartmentalization is important to, and key to this too, because right now on planet Earth we have a system of people that are unquestioning, and so see this unquestioning perspective comes from the school system. They get us when we're little kids, and they put us through this intense school system. See, the pyramid structure wouldn't exist without this unquestioning society, which derives from school. So this whole basic structure of people not questioning their boss above them and just following orders all comes from the same brainwashing system, industrial brainwashing camps, or AKA schools. And, you know, the whole thing is, let's take a look into what schools are. Where does schools come from? Why did some humanity, this population, say, we need to put our kids in school? And so I've done a little rant on one of the shows. I don't remember which one it was. It's a little chant down of schools, but this is a full-on fleshing out chant down of schools. So, the first thing is in 1369, there was a guy named Harry P. School. It's funny how words come from things. It's like the inventor of the toilet, Thomas Crapper. It's just funny that where these words come from. I didn't realize that the word school was actually somebody's last name. But what would be kind of funny if Thomas Crapper invented schools, you know? Like, yeah, it's time to go to crap. You know, what would we say if it was Thomas Crapper that did it? Or, you know, just the funny words that we get things from, and we don't know their origin. But basically, school is crap. And as I go through this, you'll understand fully if you disagree. But what Harry P. School did is he made a place where kids were able to be left that were being bad. It was meant to take children and leave them if they were being bad, leave them somewhere. So that right there is kind of basically what most kids think of school anyway, and it came exactly from that. Now this is in England, and schools, you know, of course evolved, and not really in the United States till 1837, a man named Horace Mann from Lexington, Massachusetts, started the idea of fully organized schools. This guy was a politician and an education reformist. And always when you look into these people, these key players, you'll always find some kind of link to the global elite, the bloodline, the Illuminati, the ruling bloodlines that go way back to the ancient Sumer. And if you're not caught up on all that, well, you know, no time to get into it on this show, but it'll come out of this show, and there's so much already out there to get into that about. But yes, definitely a connection into that. Somebody who, if you look at him in the picture, it just looks like a real stick in the mud, a real stiff, you know, just somebody who's probably never had fun his whole life and, you know, implemented schools. Exactly what a person you would think of that would implement organized, fully organized schools would look like. But not just him. There's lots of German influences, and a lot of the organized schools came from, of course, the colleges like Yale and Harvard, the Rockefeller Foundation, of course, and the Carnegie Institute. And this idea that kids should be going somewhere and getting educated. Now, education is important. Here, I'm educating about school, so there is actually a lot to pay attention to in life and learn and become the best person you can be. But that is not the idea of these people from way back. A guy named John Dewey. He's the originator of modern educational theory. You know, his version of that is education is to prepare a person to fit into society rather than develop individual talents. Basically, that's what it is. This guy was a funded person just from the same family bloodlines of these elite and help construct school for kids to spend their life doing. And of course, people wanted a good education and you do want to be educated, but educated, not indoctrinated, that's for sure. And so in the times of schools being organized, they forced, of course, the indigenous populations everywhere to convert to the Western system so they could exploit them and have them as cheap labor. So people realized that, the controllers realized that there was some value in actually educating and these indigenous societies and trying to get them to conform, be part of the system, because they can be used and exploited. Here in Hawaiian Islands, there's a great example of that, and that's the indigenous Hawaiian people. When the sugar industry was booming here in the 1800s, a lot of the colonizers, the controllers, the settlers and missionaries dubbed the Hawaiians as lazy because they didn't want to be working. They wanted to just live like they always had lived. So in order for a lot of people of Hawaiian descent to get jobs, they actually had to change their last name because people that had Hawaiian last names could not get a job. And some Hawaiians, the system was growing, and they instead of living off the land, had to work. And it suddenly times changed. And so how funny is that when these people were warriors, were amazing people who could construct rock structures and super hunter-gatherers and some of the biggest, strongest people on Earth. And they were dubbed as lazy because, they weren't working. And I don't want to get too much into work because that goes right into another system tentacle that I'll be fleshing out soon. But the controllers knew if you want to convert a population into what it is today, then you have to get them people when they're young and put them through an intense program of repetition. So you got to get people when they're young. You know, they're saying that you can't teach a old dog new tricks. Well, you know, people are more pliable as kids. And so, of course, you got to get in when you're young. The researcher David Icke, I remember him saying about in some interview, he's like, "What you want to do is if you want to get a whole group of people controlled, people sit around and think of a system where you can start and get them when they're young." And exactly, that's it. That's what it is. And use the people as a product. They want to use people as a product and want to detach children from their parents at an early age to get them to conform to their ways. Because in villages and indigenous living, which I always go back to as a model on this show, you had the elders, you had family. You know, they say the saying, it takes a village to raise a child. Well, it's true. And the village raised the child, not the the system. But in the case of today's population, kids are detached from their parents at early ages, earlier and earlier all the time. I mean, as early as babies, and detached, and the educated kids are educated to serve the state, not their family. So right there, that causes a huge schism in society. What a crazy problem that has created. And what would life be like if, what would kids be like and adults of today be like if we never had that detachment from our family? And of course, what would family be like if we weren't always going to work? Next system, Tentacle, of course, is going to be all about that one, jobs. But staying on topic, so schools are in, of course, indoctrination. What the word indoctrination means is basically inculcating ideas, attitudes, strategies, and professional methodology into somebody. So the indoctrinated person, in other words, is expected not to question or critically examine the doctrine they have learned. So you have, again, this unquestioning society coming from a school system. See, you're not learning how to think. You're just being told what to think. You're not learning any skills on filtering out what is good, what is bad. You are supposed to learn the curriculum. I always hate how teachers say the curriculum. Just the whiny, bitchy tone of some teachers that I had to grow up with, and you know, I'll come back to that later. But it just makes me mad thinking about it. And you know, now is just worse and worse. And I mean, schools have got so much worse than even when I was a kid. As kids get into the No Child Left Behind Act, where more earlier and earlier kids are given more work, and it's not the world that I even grew up in, and I hated school. Well, they're burning kids out earlier and earlier. But you know, nowadays in schools too, another thing is everything kids do now is watched, monitored, recorded, tracked, and it's all has to do with this whole problem reaction solution, or the Hegelian dialectic, whatever you want to call it. You know, the problem, well, has been, of course, a lot of these school shootings, I believe, have been a big thing, and the school shootings are the problem. The reaction is, oh, we got to do something. So we need more security. We need more everybody tracked and monitored. And you know, I would go as far as to say that a lot of them are actually you know, false flags, and possibly all of them, but most likely a lot of them, I know, as I explained on the last show, are people on pharmaceuticals and what that does to people and the whole pharmaceutical industry, the wealth industry. So listen to the last show on that one, as that's very important. But the schools today are, I mean, I sort of got ahead of myself with the schools today, but basically it's a system put in by the elite in order to control a population and make the product what they want out of human society. And so it's a way of conditioning, I guess is what it is, to be socially integrated citizens and destroy an organic society. So it's not about you learning the right things. Of course we need to learn some things to live in the world, and it's important to learn some of this stuff, as I'll go over, but the general idea of a school is a camp. You're there all day, and it's insane. I mean, It doesn't teach kids to read and write, express themselves in literary form either. And so the thing is, yes, we should be learning how to read, write, do some math, and I say some math because I think math applies to life within the system. When we chant down the system and the paradigm, we shift. So if we were to live in a world that was humanity's natural state, we wouldn't need to learn half the math, and honestly, we wouldn't need to learn even nearly the amount of English or reading and writing. But in this crazy world, it's important to understand and read and write so you can do research and find out the corruption of the system and you know, do it for yourself. Because I always say on the show, please research yourself. You know, don't just take my word for it. Go and do it yourself and look into the whole world on your own. I'm just one guy. You know, I'm just here a man with a microphone, basically. And the thing is, we're not gaining knowledge in schools for the sake of knowledge, but to serve certain functions in life. It's not something that we're going to go to gain knowledge and feel empowered. We're just doing this to serve functions in life, and it's just amazing to think about society. And this we'll get into much later. The civilization itself chant down tentacle, but that is just that us in life are forced to 12 to 15 to nearly 20 years of schooling just to live in this complex society. It's insanity just to live in this complex world that man has created, or the elite have more likely created, if anything. So what an insanity that is, just to have that. And then, of course, the schools, as I was saying, and nowadays are much more sophisticated, and they've got kids learning much stuff earlier and pressing them much harder earlier, and the New World Order itself being implemented through schools so they can become the next generation of people that they want to serve the agenda and play the roles within the world. Then, and so, like, a great example is in San Antonio, Texas, there was a kid kicked out of a school because his parents didn't want him to have an RFID chip in his student ID. And the barcode on this student ID was associated with the Social Security number. And that is the progression that they're going. Of course, the elite, it's pretty obvious, if you don't already know, they want a microchip society, and it's just being slowly integrated. And of course, they use these false flags. They use these events to put them in. And of course, it's always for our safety. And so we can track our loved ones. Oh, what if my 7-year-old son gets lost in a crowd? I can always just see where he's at with this homing device, RFID chip. And see, it's just subtle. It's just, first it's in the card, then, you know, maybe it's in something else, and then eventually it's going to be in your skin. It's a matter of progression, and it's this slow drip toward that, what they want at the end of it all. And so the New World Order is working fully within the school system and always has been. And so that's the thing, is when people put their kids in the school system, they're putting them into becoming the next people of the New World Order, unquestioning. That's it. It's unquestioning society. So, and you know, the reason why I hate schools, and is there's so many, but I guess is because they support and uphold the paradigm we live in, and it upholds the establishment. I mean, as I've gone through these system pinnacles, the first one being the media, of course schools support the media. They believe unquestioning anything in the media, and, you know, the teacher comes in front of the class, and And I'm not dissing on those of you who are teachers, because there are some exceptions out there and are some really good teachers that, you know, that try to get past it. But it's just like every job. You have to do this or else. You have to teach the curriculum or else. But, you know, okay, so the teacher goes in front of the class and goes over some latest event. Perhaps it was 9/11, and I'm older than that, so I wasn't in school at the time. But, you know, they're going to be talking of the official version, of course, and they're going to be like, yeah, this is how it happened. They support the media. And, of course, schools support the wealth industry. They support the health industry, the last system tentacle I covered. They support vaccinations. You can barely get a kid in a school without being vaccinated. And if you try, they give you pure hell trying to get them in. And also they support, you know, the whole medical industry that's flawed from A to Z, basically. And they of course support bad food and nourishment, which I've gone over, the food and nourishment, the school lunches. I mean, they say, you know, they've improved school lunches. Possibly because enough people got, you know, a little mad about that, but and made a bigger deal about the horrible stuff. But most schools still are serving pure crap, and they're still microwaving the food, and, you know, it's not good still. And just the whole food pyramid they try to teach in schools is all flawed, and not in the best interest of our real nutrition, because they don't want a sharp-thinking society, or this thing would fall apart. Schools support and uphold voting. You know, they support the whole establishment. Of course they do. They support, you know, that this is how we make the change in the world. We vote. That's what we do in our society. That's going to make a difference. That's gonna change the world. No, I'm sorry. Especially when you know that presidents are selected, not elected, and of course the schools support the left-right paradigm, and often schools are, at least in these more modern times, are probably more leaning, if you're going to say left. But see, I just take the whole left-right paradigm and throw it out the window, because it's all bullshit. So we'll get into that that's another show. But of course, they support the whole president as if they really are leaders. And they support the money system, of course, because schools are training to go into the money system, which we will do a show on, and that's another chant down. And, you know, they teach us to conform. So that's why I go over the schools, and I say, you know, this is the foundation in which they have us as unquestioning drones coming into society. This is the foundation in which keeps this thing going, and it's crazy. It's insanity that at least some people are catching on, but I'll get into that in a little bit. What really was a big upset, and I had great guest Freeman on. If you haven't checked out episode 22, that was Freeman, and Freeman was talking about, you know, the one thing that they've taken out of society that is important to our survival, and you know, creating a magical world is creativity. It's actually the key to getting us out of this mess. And of course, schools destroy creativity. They don't want the creative mind in school. They want to keep it, if it is a creative mind, they want to keep it within a box. And they do that unknowingly. And it's just the way that they have us conform at such an early age to this structure, throwing us in a place where we don't want to be. Already, that kills your drive in creativity. Because I'm a creative person. I'm very right-brained as far as like creativity goes. As you know on this show, if you haven't, I'm a lyricist, and many things I do with creativity, and I still have a good imagination, and somehow I've been able to preserve it all these years as much as possible. Maybe that's why I was never good in school, because I viewed my imagination as a better thing. But the thing is if you don't hold on to that, it disappears, and you can't imagine life outside the system. You can't imagine anything different. Now, I was going somewhere with that I totally forgot, but maybe it'll come back to me. But we have to be taught so much just to live in this complex world. It tells us something about our civilization. It just tells us something that is just insane, that we have to live such a complex life. It's never simple. It's never easy. We can never just go out one day or every day of our life and just do what we want, from a kid all the way till you retire and you're old and you don't have much choice left. You know, you can't just go do what you want. At least coming from a background of financial struggle, you know, that's for sure. And this is where the mold of being a repeater comes from. Is this whole school system. It's, you know, here this is a processing machine for humans. We take this amazing creative soul and we just cram them down in this machine and just spit them out like another clone. There we go. There's another one to go into the world and become a successful cog in the wheel, so you can perpetuate the money system. And people look at it. It's like, you know, that's what you need to achieve in this life. And of course, we all have to survive. And you don't want to live. You don't want to live a life that's broke all the time. And it's totally understandable. But we always got to take a few steps backwards. You know, put it on its head, look at it again, and chant it down. Because the whole idea of trying to survive in a crazy world that has been put in front of us like this is something really to take a look at and flesh out. You know, here's a system that doesn't give us any independent thought, and it comes from a school system. It also, schools don't teach much morality. They don't teach what's right from wrong in school. You know, they give over maybe a few things, but they go over what's right for society. They go over what's right for the life within the system. They don't teach you real morals in school. And of course, people would argue, you know, or say, you know, a lot of people would agree with me in the religious world that, you know, since they've taken things out of school like that. But I'm not really going into that. I'm going into the fact that they just don't teach, period, right from wrong. And that's because most people don't know what is right from wrong in the world anyway. But, yeah, the little things just about school, because if you hate it, people think there's something wrong with you. I just remember that. It's just like if you tell people, especially if your teachers hear that you hate school, then there must be just something really wrong with you. You must have some kind of emotional trauma. You better go to the counselor. And it's just ridiculous that people don't see this. But yeah, hating school is the first step in the right direction. Understanding that it is a wrong thing in our lives to have compulsory school. I remember going to school and I felt all like it was a big prison. And me and a kid, this is an elementary school, decided to sneak away from the playground and all the people who would watch the kids and go to the very farthest corner of the cyclone fence where there were some trees to hide behind and just get away from it. You know, it was like the farthest away from the prison. And it's funny because they actually convert old prisons sometimes into schools. if that tells you something, it's an indoctrination prison. You can't leave when you want, and if you do, you get in big trouble, and then of course your parents come, and they always want, you know, to guilt you as a parent. If your kid's not doing in school, oh, it must be the parents' fault. And also they want so much from the parents. They want so much participation in schools, and they want, you know, your time, which is often precious, which most people that are working class don't have time to give. And, you know, just the whole thing of that demand on the parent and that pressure on the parent is bullshit. And the schools ruin learning. They do. They ruin learning for us. They take something that is a positive. Learning is amazing. But, you know, we should be learning what we want to learn. You know, if you're interested in the planets in space, then study that. No. You got to go study your multiplication table. Sorry, we don't have time for that. And the school doesn't allow it or have any funding. You know, that's just the kind of thing. And it ruins learning. It takes the fun straight out of learning. It makes it boring, and if you don't pass the test, and then it messes with your self-esteem. You're not good enough. You're not able to pass the test, and there must be something wrong with you. It messes with kids, and that goes into adult life. It's another one of those things, and it places you in categories that you wouldn't normally be put into in an organic society. So in other words, when you get into middle school, high school, you know, you can be a jock, or you can be a preppy, or you can be a nerd, or you can be all these different categories that, you know, you fit right into these things, which only happen in these schools. It's this different personality types that get shook into these different categories when they can't really be themselves. Now, in the case of when I grew up and went into schools, we were kind of the outcasts. You know, we were some bad kids, but we were like, let's get out of this F school. Let's go do something else, you know, and I'll get into that in a little bit again. But it invades the rest of your life too. So if it's not enough that you're at school for usually around 6 hours, which is just shy of a work day, then after that whole day you spent at school, half of it not learning a damn thing, just being stuck at a prison, then they give you homework, and on the weekends. And, you know, it just ruins the rest of your freedom in your life, so you have to continue on being involved with the school. And it's just another way of keeping our minds from doing what we want to do, learning what we want to learn, being who we want to be. And this deprives us. It deprives us from an early age, and that affects us later on, and it helps us to rebel. Well, rebelling is not necessarily a bad thing. Well, it's a good thing, but rebelling in the wrong direction and falling in the pitfalls of society, because there isn't room for those that rebel in this world. A lot of those that did or just can't fit in become the homeless on the streets, the one you see walking by you talking and to themselves crazy because, you know, they lost it. They lost it from synthetic drugs and alcohol and just being isolated. So, and anyway, it's just all deprivation of what we want to do. And kids don't get enough recess. They don't get enough playtime. They get like 15-minute recesses and maybe a half an hour for lunch. Notice when I get into the job tentacle, notice the same pattern. Most jobs, they federally mandate that you take your half hour or hour lunch, and you get the 15 minutes here and there. Well, that's just the same format in the school system. You know, it's the same thing. And it's just all the different places that school puts us in the classroom to the social hierarchy. Notice the people who are the valid Victorians in high school, the class presidents, the leaders we should all like. You know, all those ones are always the ones that you want to hate on. You know, some goody two shoe that made it through or maybe they're popular in school, or they were on the football team, they were successful in every aspect of this prison camp, so now they're able to become more successful, and often they're, of course, the rich kids, always almost, because their parents pushed them into that, and that goes into, if you haven't listened to episode 13 yet of this Channel Down Radio, I went into the rich-poor paradigm, and I totally recommend you go back to that as a reference, you know, to understand where I'm coming from that point of view there. But it's always the people you don't like in school that become the politicians, and they're always the rich kids, and then, you know, they go on to some really expensive college, Harvard, Yale, and you know, the real successful ones in there. Then they go into these secret societies, possibly like Skull and Bones, or you know, become Freemasons or whatever. And then you know, they get into these positions of society because those are the people that the elite want. Is these people who totally took in every part of the school system and loved every bit of it. Believed every bit of it and crammed it down their throat, because that's who they want. They want these useful idiots, really what they are, as you know, in their positions that they need be, unless they're already related to these bloodlines, and then of course they're just helped along and they don't have to do anything hardly. It's just the road is paved for them already. But you know, and it all comes through. This mind control comes from an early age. That's what it is. It's a form of mind control. Schools are a form of mind control, and how mind control works the best is through repetition. Repetition is the number one way that you can for sure hammer something into somebody's brain over and over and over and over and over again until it's just hammered within. And of course they do that with the media, and you know, you can take and go listen to the media mind control system tentacle talking about, and they just smash it down in your brain. They continually over and over again tell you the same things. And so the schools don't also teach common sense. I've noticed that you can meet someone who's brilliant in school, or intelligent, that's what I want to use, intelligent in just straight A's all the way through school. But, you know, those are the people that, you know, did everything good in school. Then you bring them out in the real world, they don't know a lick of common sense. They don't have any street smarts, because none of that's taught in school. You're not taught how to any of the practical things in school about life. You're not taught how to love your neighbor, your friends. You're not taught how to any morals. You're not taught how to be within society. You're taught to be a cog within society, but not how to be a human being. And so none of that's taught. So you have people that are totally inexperienced at the world coming out of places like colleges, and they're still, in some ways, total idiots. In other ways, very intelligent, which I'll go back to in a little bit. But me and my friends, and if you listen to, you know, the last show, we were the bad kids. Not like super bad, but we, you know, we skipped school to go get high. We went and didn't prioritize school, because to us it was bullshit. It was a prison, and we couldn't wait to get out of it. But we broke off and, you know, did our own things. We were rhymers. And when I grew up in my generation, if you listen to the last show, the time period within America I grew up in was a time when the inner city was kind of boiling over. It was a time when the inner city was getting known about. You know, it was no longer a secret, and through hip-hop helped as a communicator into the rest of the world to understand that what this life was like. And it was a certain time where it was really rough for a lot of kids, and it's funny to me. It seems like they would have tried the police state when I was that age rather than now, you know, because as I've been kind of researching, crime rates have gone down in America a lot. Crime rates have dropped quite a bit. And when I was in that era in the early 90s, that was, heavy crime everywhere. But the New World Order is different, and it wants to do what it wants to do, and it didn't care about that generation, and I'm sure it was a social experiment also, so it brought people to where whatever desired function that they needed. But that's just a side thing, because I remember when they installed police in the schools, because my middle school was super bad, and kids were brought in, and police were brought in just to kind of intimidate, walk around, you know, and then, of course, now there's, like, one in probably almost every school, and there you go. Slow process of implementation. So here we have a system that is designed to keep us down and to keep us unquestioning members of society. So, you know, the phrase growing up, you always heard kids don't do drugs, stay in school. I almost feel like it should be the reverse. But don't do drugs, take medicines, and don't be, you know, wait till you're a mature adult, but take medicines and drop out of school. Almost that's really what I say, because then you're going to actually experience real life, and then you're going to be able to see outside the system, take the journey, and break free. Because the purpose of education should be to enlighten people, to have a better life, and work together to create a good society. Do you see that happening out of this school system? No. And if you do, I don't know where you're living, because this is planet Earth, and it's definitely not happening. It's not creating a good society. The famous writer H.L. Mencken, he wrote, "The most dangerous man is the man who is able to think things out for himself." Do they teach that in school? No. No critical thinking is taught in school. It's completely devoid of critical thinking. You're not allowed to criticize school or else. It's just the same thing. If you're not allowed to do your job, you know, or else. You know, you're not allowed to, you know, if you don't go outside your job, you're fired. And that's just the same mentality that's put in. So they don't teach you to be an autodidact, one that dissects what they've learned and takes what's needed, leave what's not, and go on into life. So you almost have to unlearn what you've learned and retrain your brain to become a real human. You know, that's the difference. And so there are differences between intelligence and brilliance. And in this society, what people consider are smart people are intelligent people. Sure, there's a lot of people who are intelligent, and you should be intelligent and developing your intellect, which is important. I totally agree. But intelligence and brilliance are not the same thing. Intelligence means that you know, most people I've met that are intelligent are not open-minded. They think everything is fact that they've learned and taught in school, and anything outside of that paradigm is not the truth, nor are they seeking truth. Most people that I've met who are highly intelligent, and as I was saying at the beginning of the show, the left brain society. Well, left brain, if you don't understand the left brain, it's basically the side of your brain that's all structure, it's all formatted, it's all the things that you're supposed to do here in life and doesn't allow any freedom or play. That part of our brain is important, it has a purpose, but it's the part of the brain that's made to make it through the school system, to regurgitate what you've learned and put it back out on the exam paper so you can become to pass the test. But it doesn't allow for the right brain to intervene. And it's the logical side of the brain. And that's what they put into our society, is they have the left brain people. And this left brain society doesn't allow the intuition and all that to come inside and have its role. So the logical people that are highly intelligent, you could have a really intellectual conversation with, and they may have a really loaded vocabulary, and they, of course, have a big ego about it. But what happens is doesn't leave room for the magic. I made up a phrase one time, logic ruins magic. And it does. It ruins the magic of the universe, the miraculous. When you try to dissect everything and be all logical and trying to explain everything, it doesn't leave any room for the miraculous and the unexplainable. There just is the unexplainable, and it is what it is. So for people to take that away, it's a very dull life. And of course that comes from school, because school is very dull, it's boring, and it's not fun. So that's where the media comes in to the tentacle there, to say, hey, here's some entertainment fluff. Here, listen to this. This is much better, but it still keeps us in the paradigm, keeps us within that. And, you know, I've just noticed, and I'm not, you know, trying to isolate or polarize people when I say this, but college people in general, they're a product of this school system. Those that haven't become autodidacts, those that have not become independent thinkers that come out of college, are often some of the hardest people to talk to, and it's because they've been through the system. They've been through from preschool learning, you know, their imagination becoming destroyed, all the way through elementary, the middle school, the high school, into college. So they're now this refined systemite. They become these refined drones, repeaters for the world. And so I've noticed that colleges are heavy believers. They've pushed heavy believing in voting. You know, we're going to make a difference in the world. You just need to vote, and then everything will just be fine. Yeah. Well, yeah. All right. Well, there we go. Everything's just going to be fine. Let's just go back to sleep. Don't worry about it. Let's just vote. And so, and I'm talking about in all ways, and I'll get into that on other shows of this system tentacle about the whole voting thing, but just kind of, you know, to put that out there, and I'll get back to, you know, maybe the good parts of that too at one point or another. But, you know, college people, and often, again, rich kids, which are often the ones that are pushed to go to college because their parents have the money to put them through, and rich people try to produce rich people. And I don't even mean rich. I just mean well-to-do. I come from the lower class of society, not lower in maybe class, but low income. And so us, you know, parents didn't have money to put us through college whatsoever, didn't go to college. And oftentimes we become repeaters of what our parents do. So it puts people of low income at a disadvantage. And so the rich kids are pretty much forced to go to school. And so they come out, these people who have never questioned the system, and they're through school in the, even when I went, of course, they're pushing the whole global warming thing, and if you do any research on that, you can kind of tear that apart a bit, especially with the whole chemtrail thing, and you know we'll get into that again on the show. I don't even know what to think about global warming, but I know that what they're pushing the schools is bullshit, and that it's this whole green thing. Well, you know, there's a lot of stuff behind there that needs to be dissected and chanted down to the fullest degree. And the colleges always produce people that are heavy believers in, you know, the left-right paradigm and this continuing growing gap within the, at least America and the Western world in general, between the liberals and the conservatives and this whole bullshit thing they push on us and we'll get into another show another time. But yes, and then the ego that college kids are given, you know, they've had this life on a platter. They've had this life where they're so fortunate, and they've never had to live with real struggle. So listen to episode 13 because that's when I get into that. But the ego that comes out because they've gone to college, now they must be smart. I mean, I have gotten probably the worst arguments with strangers out of anybody else is with college kids. Like I walk out of a building and there's somebody like, hey, are you registered to vote? And if I have the time and the wanting to, you know, throw something out, I'll tell them I don't vote and I don't believe in the system. And, you know, that just throws them for a loop and they just can't, they just like, you know, they want to argue down to the teeth, and I can just, you know, keep on feeding them more and more, but they don't hear it. They don't see it. They've been totally indoctrinated, completely trained by this system from basically birth, and so that's what we have. And colleges and the people that come out of them are the biggest propagators of the system besides police and military. These are the people that are going to be outstanding members of society because they took this 4 to 8 years extra of schooling to get a career. And I'm not dissing that and saying that that's a bad thing because even like I was saying, I may be again going and getting into college to get a better paying job or something like that in the future. Who knows? Wherever this journey takes me. But it's just the slowing down, taking a few steps back, and chanting it down. That's what we do on the show. And understanding here that this system is made to create repeaters so it can perpetuate this madness. And this madness has to be shifted. Paradigm shift is what I'm talking about. And so, no, there isn't like, you know, I'll get into some solutions in a little bit if I can here, but looking at the time, it's dwindling down. But let me just get into the fact that, okay, so there's the intelligent people, the people that are intellectual that come out of the schools. Okay, now then versus brilliance. What is a full human supposed to be like? Well, brilliance is someone who takes in all. So, yes, learn the left brain things, learn the reading, the writing, the math, all that, but take in it all. Take in everything and become an autodidact. Brilliant people chant it down. Brilliant people dissect things and take what's necessary, throw out the junk, and continue on. And brilliant people embrace the spiritual. They embrace the universe and the miraculous, and take are usually, you know, spiritually grounded, and brilliant people use their intuition. They use the feelings inside, the gut feeling. You know, they go with that, and they activate their higher selves. And brilliant people are also intelligent. So there is a difference, though. You want to be both brilliant and intelligent, not just an intellect. And so right and left brain balanced. And that's the key. And that's not what schools are teaching. So is there a solution to schools? Well, you know, from the People Beyond perspective, which is the perspective of this show, no, there's not exactly. But you can take the lesser of the evil, because we all have to function within society. We can't just walk off. There's really no path for us to walk out of this system at this point in time and in life. So you do have to fit in, and you do have to try and live until the day that it all shifts and things change, which will probably be due to catastrophe, unfortunately. But that is what's going to have to happen in this time to shift it. But yeah, the lesser of the evils, you know, if you've got kids, try homeschooling if you have the resources. But it's very difficult. You know, you do need a village to raise a child, and if you don't have the support, you as a parent will burn out, and it's tough. But, you know, if you can, do it, and, you know, teach them the whole spectrum of full life. Teach them morality, teach them common sense, and teach them the things that keep you, smart in the world as well. And, of course, there are, you know, some of the lesser evils, like the Montessori schools and the Waldorf schools. But oftentimes, as I've noticed, a lot of the kids that have gone through things like Waldorf, they're just different vibrationally than the other kids in the system. And the more institutionalized kids in the public school system can sense something, and often those kids are the outcasts, they might get beat up. So it's tough when you integrate those kids from, say, Waldorf into the rest of the kids, because they can just feel the difference. And that's the same with the homeschool kids. You got a homeschool kid, and you bring them into a playground full of institutionalized public school kids, there's just some difference. I remember this one kid always get beat up because he just was different. He was a homeschool kid, and you know, the institution kids would pick on him because he was just different. He just wasn't one of them, and they just couldn't figure it out, the system kids. And so it's tough. It really is. And it's tough to have raise children in this day and age. But so is there a solution to the school system? No, not really. I really don't think so. The solution to this system tentacle, can you pluck it off? Well, you can identify it, and that's what we have to do on this show, is identify what is wrong and go from there and understand that it is what it is and see it for what it really is. That's how we do on this show. We chant it down to the fullest degree. And that, so with this one, you know, just pluck it off as best as you can and see the school system for what it really is, an indoctrination camp to create kids that support the state and continue feeding into the New World Order and becoming cogs in the machine to be repeaters of society. And it's, you know, you're born a unique soul and you die a carbon copy. We don't have to do that. We can be amazing people, and we can chant it down and be people beyond the system, people beyond the way of life put out for us, and be full humans and fully be the people we need to be. And that's what this System Tentacle series of shows is all about, is removing each one to see who we are without all that and to understand who we are. We're really humans, people beyond the system. So thank you for tuning in to another episode of Chant It Down Radio. I hope this episode was useful and entertaining as much as possible. It's one straight through here of a lot of information, and I usually like to do musical these are intermissions. I mean, so it's kind of hard for me to go straight through as I start to lose my voice quite a bit from practicing music and then, of course, getting on the radio. So, listen to some of the archives. Listen to the last show I did on the hip-hop music and see where my position in it comes in, and that's a good one. And listen, just take a look at the archives and the different guests I've brought on the show. It's becoming a better show all the time, and I'm learning how to do it a little bit better. By no means am I a professional host here. I'm just a independent thinker, an activist. I'm a someone who chants it down. I'm a conscientious objector, and that's what I do here. Is I have been given a life that's unique and perspective, and I'm here to take it and show you that too, and bring you on the ride, and hopefully you've been enjoying it. So, thank you for tuning in to Chant It Down Radio. And if you'd like to get a continuous podcast feed of this show, then I recommend getting going to iTunes and submit a podcast. And what you got to do is you got to go and get type in http://www.blogtalkradio.com/Loomis, and that's spelled LUEMAS, and then /podcast. And that'll get you a continuous feed of this show, so you can just, you know, listen to it on your own time and download it into your iPod or whatever device, and, you know, your phone, whatever, listen to it on the way to work or your spare time, and, you know, help society chant it down. And that's all I can do, and it's all we can do at the moment. But hey, trying to do my part from here, and just keep on keeping the chant down happen. So as this System Tentacles shows, as I get through, and you know, this is a little bit of a higher step up than some of the others. This creates maybe a little more tension within people, and I'm not trying to piss people off, but I am trying to break people from their mold that they've been stuck in too as well, and you know, question what has become reality and fully chant it down. So yeah, thanks for tuning in to the radio show. Pretty late here in Hawaii, late for the rest of the world, so I don't see any callers on the board, and it's about all I got to say about this subject, but I'll probably come back to it. And this is just a stepping stone into even more interesting shows. I felt that some of the shows I've done didn't interest me myself as much, but I feel like the information's crucial, so I put it out. But as I get from here on up on these System Tentacles, it's going to get pretty interesting. So stay tuned, and I'm not sure when the next show I'm going to do. Probably I'll do another before the year ends, and so keep tuned into that. Keep checking back, and I'll continue on chanting it down. All right, everyone, be a warrior, not a warrior. Chant down Babylon to the fullest degree. Enjoy your life, live it to the fullest, and keep on living life. Aloha, everyone.
Get farther, mountain streams and warm ocean water found relief. my focus is stronger. Boundaries are broken in progress. How you think depends on how caught up. Doubt your dreams defeat your high calling. Boundaries high within the green forest. Now it's time for us to move toward it. Out right here, you know you get farther. People beyond.
Are you awake now?
Wake up! Wake up! Wake up!
Waking up!
Are you awake now? Are you awake now?
To confirm?
Are you awake now?